When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Time now for EB's entertainment page. He's going to entertain the masses.
That's right, Cakes. As always, do the best I can. Entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's in charge now. Mm. She's the general manager. Or check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Promise, if you mention me, you're going to get extra special hooked up. I mean, you do anyway. She says people come in there all the time and they go, I don't even know what he was talking about.
He just
said BMW.
He just
Fairfax,
said come in.
You gotta get in. I don't even know what he was talking about. So, and I believe that. All right, Cakes. This is sad news. Happened a couple days ago. I think we never got to it, but Elwood Edwards passed away. Do you know who that is?
Hold on, Elwood.
Elwood Edwards.
How old?
Yeah, I need the age. That might help.
70.
Give us a hint.
75 Elwood Edwards.
Every single person here is aware of his work.
Elwood Edwards. So it's a real name for like a singer. Is it a singer?
Not a singer.
Oh, okay.
Is it an actor?
Very famous voice.
All right, can you play his voice?
Yes.
So we can see where it's from.
It's going to give it away.
It's going to give it away.
Oh, okay.
I can play the voice.
I have no idea who he is.
You don't know. You don't know. And you don't know.
Pop culture icon.
Pop culture icon.
Pop culture royalty.
As Ted Leonsis.
Did he do the voice for like a game show? Or?
Listen, you're kind of, as Ted Leonsis said, this guy probably introduced you to the internet. In a lot of ways.
Oh, I saw the story. It's the America Online.
You've got mail.
You've got mail guy. Yeah.
You've got mail guy.
Oh, you've got mail guy.
He still has that.
I do?
Yeah. My wife still has that.
You've got mail.
But I don't really use it anymore. I'm out on email. I think email's dumb, and it's just been cluttered with nonsense.
Does anybody still use Instant Messenger?
No, can't.
Oh. No, I think people just DM.
I wish. Yeah, I wish IM was back.
Text killed the IM. I killed the IM game, right?
Yeah, AIM was so silly.
Yeah.
When did that start? You got mail. I don't even know. When did it start?
Late 90s, maybe?
You've got mail.
No, before that.
Oh, 89.
Yeah.
1989. I distinctly remember hearing that the horrible noise of the dial-up, and then I would go to my mail, and I'd hear Elwood Edwards' voice.
Right.
That noise.
God,
youngins don't know what that noise is.
Of course not.
They have no idea. They don't know the struggle from back then.
Shocked.
I mean, during college, I would go to a computer room to use their computers to write papers.
No. And they weren't even really computers. They were word processors.
Yeah, I used a word processor.
That's essentially what they were.
And I thought it was baller when I had it in my apartment.
In high school? Typewriter.
Yes.
Yep.
That's how old
Father
we are.
Father Rich.
Typewriter, yep.
So you don't even know typewriter. Father Rich's class, junior year of high school, we had to write the paper, and he always had one rule. It was kind of hilarious, and it's like kind of terrible at the same time. It had to be one page.
Yeah, a book report on
single
Morgan
spaced.
Wood,
maybe? Yeah. No, Father Rich, that's the last thing he was.
No, one page, single spaced, and it would be, you know, no BS. Couldn't change the font or anything. Mm-hmm. And it just started at the top and had to end at the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell we did that.
What was the topic?
write about some book we read. Yeah. Or something. I don't know.
Kids these days will never know the trauma you have when you're risen up some silly in school and your mom picks up the phone and your AIM message goes away.
Oh, is that what would happen? Yes. Oh, yeah. Right.
Do you know where Elwood Edwards was born?
Elwood?
Laurel.
Glen Burnie.
Same thing.
Yep. Well, he's one of the most famous guys from Glen Burnie.
You don't realize that they got rid of the Hon after You Got Mail Hon.
Good zing, Valdez.
I think Toni Braxton's from Glen Burnie. So.
Yes.
So
I think she is.
Yeah, pour some out for Elwood Edwards. And yes, JP, I'm still an AOL guy.
Famous people from Glen Burnie.
I'm still a Yahoo guy. Mail. I've had a Yahoo. Like, I'm not on Gmail.
I have all that stuff, too. But just about the one I use, if I ever go to email, which I hate, it would be AOL. Just call me or text me.
Now, Wiki says that Toni Braxton was born in Severn.
Different. Definitely different.
I don't know if it's accurate.
I'm almost positive she went to Glen Burnie High School, where my grandma was a secretary.
Your grandmother
Wiki
was
has her listed as Severn.
What Hold high on. School did you go to?
I went to Chesapeake.
You went to Chesapeake. Okay. Did you have any relatives that worked at Chesapeake?
My great aunt was the lunch lady.
So did you get hooked?
No, I would avoid her like the plague.
Oh, you did?
Yes, of course. I couldn't let my social status be ruined in high school because my great aunt was the lunch lady.
Yeah. If they knew that, that would be humiliating.
Of course, that would be humiliating.
Really?
Yes.
So what, much Jones.
Why? Because it was just because it's kind of like beneath you. Because it would be like you were a peasant.
Well, it's just you're nubs. Your family's a bunch of lunch ladies, nubs.
And it's an honorable profession. Yeah, nothing against your great aunt.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to make a living.
Exactly, Cakes.
Yeah, she gave me the crispiest tater tots of the day.
You should have embraced her instead of you were shunning your great aunt. Shunning
so
your blood.
You avoided her like the plague. She never knew. She never would see you. She never
She would see me all the time.
Would she say, "Hey, man"?
I knew to avoid her line,
why
so I didn't have to get a conversation.
Why won't he acknowledge me?
Right.
Yeah. Who's your most famous alum?
Chesapeake High
Chesapeake?
School.
Looked. Me. I don't recognize any of them.
Do you have any athletes from there that of any
They have
note?
An actress named Brandi Burkhart.
Don't know her.
That sounds like an adult actress.
Yeah, it does.
I think we had a silly softball player that was like on the U.S. national team.
Lauren Gibson.
Yeah,
that's your best.
And me.
I mean, according to Wiki,
is he
they
in
have
there?
Two
is Matt
notable
Myers
alumni: Christy Shake. Playboy model.
Ooh.
Lamar King, former NFL player.
Oh, you do have an NFL guy.
Yeah, we got one.
There you have it.
Matt Myers didn't make the wiki. Didn't,
two.
No, I'm
There's
not on the wiki.
Here.
Two.
Go,
on
to,
the wiki.
Go to just Bowie. Have we made that wiki yet? Like, just from people of Bowie.
Bowie, Maryland.
All right. Bowie, Maryland.
Can someone doctor it at least? Throw us a bone.
Somebody hook us up.
Yeah.
Oh, why are we groveling?
Page is
why are we
so
groveling?
Long.
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Notable people.
That's beneath us to grovel.
Notable people.
For that.
Notable people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Spencer Anderson, offensive guard for the Steelers.
Yeah, whatever.
Richard Arnold, a NASA astronaut.
Ricky Arnold.
Ricky.
It's what it's
Michael
listed.
Bray, convicted Mike,
not,
conspirator.
Not Mike Bray, basketball
Bray. Different Mike Bray.
Yeah.
We've got a singer-songwriter named Eva Cassidy. Daniel Jungleman Gates.
Yeah, Jungleman. He is famous.
Poker player.
I interviewed him before he got
famous. The next one's a big
Chazes,
one.
JC Chazes. Singer, member of NSYNC.
Yes. Don't be jealous
Hold
over
on.
There, Drabby.
Julius Chestnut, who people were grasping at on the waiver wire last week, is from Bowie.
Is that true?
Plays for the Titans.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Anthony Cowan, Nick Cross. These are all football players.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Kathy Lee Gifford.
Okay. Obviously, we have a lot of athletes.
Gerard
Are the Jumps
no.
in there?
No,
not on the list.
Jesus.
Caleb Williams on the list.
Hey, Caleb Williams.
Caleb's a Bowie guy.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, Bowie
they
guy.
Have
Quincy
some
Wilson.
People.
Yeah. Drabby, did you make your list? No. Wherever you're from, whatever.
No, 100%.
What's your town?
No, I'm on my high school famous alumni page.
Yeah, but hold on Wiki, are you?
Yeah.
Go to Wiki.
What's He's your a famous high school? Richland bomber.
What's your, huh?
Richland High School. Richland, Washington.
And you're a notable person?
Yes.
You, a big Olin Dukes guy put it in there.
I don't know who put it on there, but I've seen write-ups about it. I've been in newspaper articles.
Let's confirm.
He's got a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Cahill, who once kissed a man for $3,000.
I don't see him.
Right. Quarterback czar of the junkies, Matt Cahill.
I don't think that's what it is listed.
Who created the Belfie.
I don't see him on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Good. I'm on there. I
hold on, Sharon Tate went to your high school?
Yes, Rick.
That was the one that was murdered by, what's
by the Manson family?
Yeah.
Yes.
That oh, Sharon Tate. You can look at it. I see no Matt Cahill in the scene.
Notable people?
Maybe I was recently removed. I've been
Do you see Cahill?
I do not.
I don't see it. Is it in alphabetical? Oh, it's in alphabetical order. Yeah.
People send it to me all the time.
Yeah, well. Good. You've been deleted.
That's even worse. Are you glad? Than never being on it. We're not, we've never been on it.
We're not in the DeMatha Catholic High School. Yeah, we're not in there.
I mean, you guys should definitely be in the mix there. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, because
you got too many Hall of Famers.
We should be in the freaking Hall of Fame, but you got to donate.
Yeah.
Lurch and I are big donators. it's never going to happen.
Definitely not big donors.
Yeah, pretty legit donators. Hall of Fame. All I got to do is donate to get in.
I think that's kind of how it is everywhere.
I don't know.
In private school, you got to be a donor.
Cakes, we should be on the Eleanor Roosevelt. I mean, they've got Eddie Badson, professional basketball athlete.
There's too many athletes. Anybody ever heard of him? Who cares? If you're an athlete in there, you have to at least, you know, like accomplish something.
Yeah, you can't have a cup of coffee
just
in the league.
You play in the league, whatever.
I mean, Jamie, it's hard to knock off sillies like Sergey Brin, who came up with Google. It's a pretty good idea.
I think Martin Lawrence should be there.
Sure.
Sergey Brin.
All right, let me give you a few more stories here before we move on. Lamar Odom, Cakes, this is kind of creepy.
Lamar Odom, who we met. We had a brush with greatness back in the day.
We did. We did at a train station in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Penn Station? Probably
I think
was.
So.
Lamar Odom visited a sex doll factory in Vegas, and the manager said he ordered one that looks just like his ex-wife.
Now, is he doing a bit, or is he like, he has to be doing a bit? Like, you don't just randomly pop into a sex doll factory in Vegas.
God, that's such a creepy industry.
Which Kardashian is he?
He was with the big one.
Oh,
Khloe.
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 Kind of surprising that America even has one sex doll factory.
Like,
I would have thought those are all outsourced overseas.
They were actually married for 7 years, believe it or not.
The doll does look like her.
The dolls go from anywhere from $8,000.
What?
Man, you won't get one.
That better be super realistic.
You won't get one. Looks like Dina.
Dude, if you paid me.
Grand.
Hold on. If they
khaki sweatpants or whatever it was.
Yeah. Could that be a gift from your agent for Christmas?
What,
sex doll?
Jelly Roll announced he's not going to be headlining a tour next year, Cakes, but looks like he's got a TV show in the works.
Another TV show I won't watch, but tell me what it's about.
Yeah, I don't know. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and he's just kind of alluding to, he said it's going to be real. So I guess it's going to be some sort of reality thing. I'm not sure.
Speaking of TV shows that all of you should be watching, Kevin talked about it about a month ago on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Disclaimer, on Apple TV Plus is a 10 out of 10, and it's very uncomfortable and cringeworthy.
I've heard.
You almost feel like you need to take a shower after every episode.
I've heard. My wife watched.
It's so good.
Well, I've been
you should watch it.
I've been telling you for 2 years.
I know.
Special Ops
Lioness. I know.
It's a 10 out of 10 as well. And it's right up your alley.
I will get to it.
What's it on, though?
It's on Paramount Plus.
It's Paramount.
I don't have it.
I think I have that. I'm not sure. I'm probably paying for it.
Buy it just to watch that and you can cancel it.
All right. I can do that.
And last but not least, guys like Drabby, Butts Heist, there's a new Star Wars movie coming out, Cakes.
Can't wait.
Is Drab's excited?
Yeah. He's the kind of guy that likes that stuff.
What is this, number 37?
He's the only one.
Yeah.
A Star Wars.
It's called pop culture. Those movies are pretty popular last time I checked.
A new Star Wars trilogy, actually. But it's not going to be a continuation of the Skywalker saga. The trilogy will focus on a new story and new characters. So I don't even know how that works. Do they do that a lot?
I don't know.
Do they introduce new characters of Star Wars?
I'm kind of out on the whole Star Wars universe at this point.
Yeah.
Haven't really kept up with it.
Me too. I recently punched out.
You recently parted with the R2-D2.
This is the fakest list I've ever seen. The 10 sexiest bald men in the world. Danny DeVito's on the list. That little runt. He couldn't be more than 4.5 feet tall.
He's very funny,
right?
And It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Right, you sleep.
Is he sexy?
No.
Did right. Cakes make the list?
Cakes could have made the list.
Did not make
Cakes
the list.
Cakes is sexier than Prince William.
Sliced.
Cakes is sexier than Danny DeVito.
Totally agree.
And I think at this point you're sexier than Vin Diesel. Because I've seen pictures of him, and he's obese.
He used to be a heartthrob.
Who else is on there?
You think he's not sexier than Prince William?
No chance.
What?
Prince William way sexier.
No.
Prince William looks like CK.
Here's why he's not. I can tell you why. Because he still has a horseshoe. He doesn't shave his head.
Cakes is better looking.
He looks terrible.
Cakes dressed up trounces him. Now, maybe right now with his unshaved, unkempt look.
Are you kidding me?
Cakes is better looking than Prince William.
I still have the leftovers from the Dan Quinn.
Kate Middleton, if he had money, would be more sized for Kate.
I disagree.
Prince William.
You think William is handsome? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, he's way taller and in better shape than Cakes.
He's definitely in better shape. No dispute that.
I bet Cakes.
Everybody's way taller.
Way sharper, I bet Cakes could run 10 miles faster than him.
I would pwn him in pickleball. I would just give him the business.
Yeah, Cakes would beat him in pickle.
Rich people love racket sports.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point.
He'd post you up though. He's 6'3".
He is tall. He's a tall drink of water, but he ain't. He ain't that good looking.
I would say he's got a bigger bat than you, probably.
He might. I mean, what are you going to do? There's nothing I can do about it.
He'd pwn you in polo.
He definitely crush me in polo.
He'd crush you in that.
Oh, definitely. Lock. Yeah.
You wouldn't even know how to get on the horse.
He wouldn't know what to do.
I have to ride a horse and hit a ball with a croquet mallet at the same time?
He'd pummel you in that.
He would definitely crush me in that. Right. Lock. All right, when we come back, we'll get into some NFL news that broke over the last 15 or 20 minutes. Pretty big name, offensive coordinator.
Whacked.
Might be looking for a new job soon. We'll get into that next on The Fan. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.